Welcome to Thrive with Confidence. This podcast provides insight into the Aquios Alliance, a buying group that connects private practices with trusted vendors and expert support. We will feature discussion with our vendor partners and optometrist members while we explore topics that will empower your independence.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Thrive with Confidence Industry Insight. I'm Scott, and today I'm joined by Ellie, Teresa, and Kendall. How's it going today, ladies?
Hey.
Hola.
Going well. How are you?
I am awesome. Thank you so much for asking. I want to talk to you guys today about the patient production cycle, but also the people that are involved in the patient production cycle. It's interesting as we talk to clients and staff members as well. It's interesting for us to find out how many people know what the other roles in the practice are, but they don't have a solid understanding or sometimes even respect for what their coworkers do and how that affects their position or place in the patient production cycle. So what are some things that you guys hear and see or have seen in practices that make it important for people to know what other people do? Not necessarily just from a training aspect, but just having a solid understanding of what another position does.
Yeah, no, I'm going to second that, Scott. I think there's definitely some appreciation that can be gained by just getting your team opportunities to job shadow in these other in the other positions, right? So during a regular workday, rotate the team and have them sit at the front desk. I think there's misconceptions all the time as far as the work and details and the multitasking that hot seat at the front has to kind of contend with and deal with. I tend to describe the front desk team as radar control. You know, they're landing the planes and making sure they take off and no one's crashing into each other, because they're doing that on top of answering the phones and still smiling and making that very phenomenal first impression. So the front desk team is definitely a lot of times looked at maybe with a little less appreciation until you can sit there and actually see the work that needs to be done. And so I think it's a great opportunity for us to, you know, take the optical team, rotate them in to sit in the front desk, and vice versa, within all the departments and the teams, you know, have front desk job shadow and monitor and observe our tech team, you know, even for a few hours of, you know, preferably a full day to really get a good understanding. But if, you know, just for a few hours even gives them some insight to, wow, this all is happening, and take notes. And, you know, for me, it's also good to be like, hey, what did I take away from that whole experience? What did I learn from that? And
I love that thought process, Ellie, because it's letting people know what exactly are the different areas of the office, what are they responsible for, but also seeing where are some of the similarities. Because just like how you mentioned, when you mentioned the air traffic controller portion for front desk, in my mind, I was thinking about that as tech as well. Because I mean, I've got the chance to observe an office to where this is a practice that's got, you know, three doctors conducting exams at one time. And there was a technician. She was, we called her the air traffic controller, because she was just navigating and she knew where every patient was, where each doctor needed to be in each room. This was an office where the doctors have a room, an exam room that they prefer, but there's not, you know, this is Dr. So-and-so's room and this is, you know, Dr. Jones's room or anything like that. It was just whoever. So she knew exactly where everyone needed to be, how it was operating. But, you know, it's along that very similar vein where now, you know, their front desk and their tech could kind of discuss and see the similarities between their positions. And it just gives you a chance to see and understand what is another team member having to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
And not only understand, but respect what they have to go through, respect what they do. And, you know, to your guys's point, there's a lot of stresses and in all positions of our practices, but that front desk is a big one. And they've got a lot of plates spinning at any given point. And so having an understanding and respect for that, and knowing what that does for me, knowing how that affects if my front desk person is not able to greet somebody with the positivity that we would want, right? Maybe they've got a lot going on. That sets me as a tech up for failure because I'm the next person that's getting that patient. And if we have not started that out, but that's also going to bleed through to everywhere we go. So now, you know, the tech's probably not going to be having a great day because they're dealing with this patient who's not in the greatest mood. And then they pass that on to the doctor and then it just continues. And lo and behold, they finish out in optical. And by that point, everybody is hating life. And we've potentially killed the mood of an entire day and an entire team just because we didn't recognize maybe somebody needed a little bit of help and I can jump in to take care of that for them.
I agree. And if the job shadowing component isn't something that we can schedule out as easily, you know, utilize that as one of your educational retreats where, you know, stay in house. You know, we like a lot of those to be sometimes not inside the practice, but this particular one is a good one to be, you know, in the practice, in your environment, and take an opportunity to kind of break up in teams. Some are observing and some are actually doing their day-to-day tasks with, you know, play patients and kind of get the same experience. The end game is really just a lot more understanding, which I think at a bare minimum allows, you know, us to be like, oh, I understand a little bit more and my eyes are open. I get it. And therefore we can be a little bit more respectful and cognizant of how that all works and how, when it works well, all the steps that were necessary to make it work well. Right. And that's everybody plays a role, regarding that. And don't forget your insurance billing team. You know, they're still a vital component, you know, as far as that goes. You know, I sit there and I'll ask team members during training, like, who's responsible for your accounts receivables? And they always point to our insurance and billing specialists. But guess what? Every single person that opens and touches that patient's file is responsible for our AR, our accounts receivables. So we're all a part of that. We all have our fingers in that process. And it only works the best when we're all our best. And that comes with some understanding.
That probably would include your remote workers as well. So if you utilize somebody from a remote standpoint for the front desk or from a scribe or, as you said, billing and coding, that would be something that, let's get the iPad or laptop back out and have them be a part of that too. We're going to probably, you know, maybe tape the iPad to a stick and put it on a Roomba and let them just roll around with you throughout the practice or, you know. However that works, but have them walk through that because I think that's even more important. They're not there physically, so they don't get to see some of the things that we experience being there in the practice.
Yeah, and vice versa. I don't know that very many of our team members, if they do have remote workers, know what that person does to get ready for their work
Good
day.
Point.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, oh, what do you mean you are, you know, you have to do this and you have to turn that on and then you have to do this. Right. So I think it could go both ways. I think there's, you know, I think when we understand, when we're a little bit more in tune to each other's roles, we just have the ability of being a little bit more of a team synergized, right. And in a positive way.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I think that brings the team members together. It also,
exactly.
it might solve a couple tiffs that might be in the office of just not having an understanding of what what someone is responsible for in a day or, you know, how, you know, a job that one person's doing impacts a job that another person's doing. So, you know, I'm sure that everyone's probably had why didn't so-and-so have this patient fill out this file? Why, you know, they have one job. Why couldn't they remember to do that? It's like, well, no, like, it, you know, front desk has many jobs. They're getting them to get the paperwork signed out, but they're more going to be relying on making sure that they've got, you know, their insurance forms. They're having all of their privacy, HIPAA, everything filled out there. You know, that might be why, you know, why, like now it, you can explore deeper. Why might that lifestyle questionnaire or something be getting lost in that paperwork? From there, you know, identifying if there's any issues like that, talking it out, having that understanding, that can also lead to any solutions that might need to be put in place in the office. But I think it's, you know, just understanding how the other person, what they're going through, can save you some drama, save you some issues that might be happening. And for those managers and business owners listening, that would save you some time from having to listen and handle all of those tiffs.
I was going to say something that I've worked really well in, as it relates to situations like this is, you know, having employees from other departments fill in on a consistent basis in other departments. For example, like lunches, when we don't close the practice for a lunch, we stagger the employees' lunches, right? And if a front desk employee has an opportunity to go to lunch, who's filling in, you know, either a technician or an optician. And that gives them just that, you know, an hour a day to be in somebody else's shoes. And then they become pretty proficient at, you know, that particular task and really have a good understanding of what it is that their colleague is going through.
And then you gain flexibility, right? Within your team members, so that a patient isn't necessarily just having to wait for an optician who happens to already be busy with a patient. Now someone else can step in as a tech or even a front desk team member to dispense that eyewear and to be able to offer that patient some service and some help and not having them to wait. And I'll just add, you know, it doesn't have to stay within your four walls. You can expand your horizons. You know, we're adding a colleague coming up. So be on the lookout for those, because you can learn from each other by just having conversations with each other. Have some brave practices out there that actually visit other practices and sponge in, you know, what is working really well for them, what they have done, what their processes and procedures, even semantic and kind of bringing that home and saying, hey, these are the three takeaways that I observed when I went to this practice. And, you know, these are the ones that I think we should implement. And it's pretty cool to see that you're always expanding and growing and getting those opportunities for your team members to do the same.
And no, Kendall, that does not take place in a pineapple under the sea. She means sponge like learning. So we're gonna gather information. So I saw excited when she said that. You thought we were gonna take a trip to the ocean, and we're not.
Not the ocean.
Not the ocean. Not the ocean. Well, what a great discussion. This is a really fun topic to talk about, because I think that we work so closely together in certain aspects of what we do. And in other moments of the day, we're on an island. And I think it's easy for departments, if you will, to isolate themselves within a practice and focus on the one thing that they do and not be concerned and or their respect the people or the jobs that other people have in the practice. So take the time to make sure that everybody in your practice knows what everybody does, the importance of their job, because there isn't one job in our practice that's not important. Everything that one person does affects the next step of the patient production cycle, and we need to make sure that there's a solid understanding and respect for that. So, ladies, as always, thank you so much for your time today. It's been another fun talk, and I look forward to seeing you guys next week.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. See you later.